Paul, obviously there was no way to know very early in the game how tight and low scoring it would be. That being said, in hindsight now, how different might this game have looked had Josh Morrissey not been denied by Pekka Rinne, and Patrick Laine had the good chance as well early?
Yeah, those are questions that you don't want to spend a whole lot of time answering. I mean, the game played out the way it did. It's about 6:38 left in the second period. The shots are 22-11. Are there a lot of A chances? Not really. But we like where that part is, other than the score. And then we had a block of about 15 minutes of hockey where we were inefficient in what we did. They didn't change anything. They had a 2-0 lead. They played the exact same way probably that they played with a 3-0 lead, but we were much more efficient with how we moved. We weren't. Dealt with that today. Go back at them tomorrow.
Yeah, did that surprise you? Because you guys obviously had it fresh in your minds, what it's like to be down.
Yeah,
and
you know what? If that was a realistic goal or a realistic expectation of your hockey team, you know, one franchise would have won the Stanley Cup 100 years ago and had 100 Stanley Cup rings, right? The idea that, you know, yeah, there's a learning curve, but this is not a straight line. You won your second game of the season, figured it out, so you went 80-2. Yeah, we didn't do some things as well, and they didn't push back as hard, so there was more neutral zone time. There was nothing off the rush for us. Pretty true of that all game. We're usually pretty good in those games.
As we've gone along here, a lot of little tests and big tests for a relatively young team and inexperience in playoffs that you've obviously managed to check off along the way. Where does a game five in a deadlock series on the road rank in terms of tests and challenges?
Exciting, really. On the road, normally, you get a real good chance to play your game, right? You're not getting too wound up. You're not forcing a lot of things. I think they played a real good road game in here last night, and we're going to have to do the same.
And then just on Matthew Perreault, who we spoke to, he was pretty clear that if it was his choice, he felt he could have played last night, and he thinks he would have brought some energy.
Awesome. Love the positive attitude.
Would he have been considered a healthy scratch last night in your
really
eyes?
Bad attitude in the morning skate yesterday. And that's it for me, man. We'll see if he brings a better attitude tomorrow.
I'm heading out onto the road now. You've been kind of clear that you don't hard match in this. You don't like to hard match. You like flow. Does a guy like Matthew Perreault give you maybe the opportunity to be a matchup-proof team for Owen Steve?
Wonderful hair.
How do you feel his hair allows him to turn over pucks in the offensive zone?
Only if he loses them in his hair.
In your playoff experience through your past, when you get deep into a series like we are now, what matters the most?
Simplicity. The game becomes simpler, right? Which would be a good view of what happened to us in the neutral zone last night. It was a very complex set of routes that we ran. Hard to read, and simplicity, right? So that's all of the whole 82-game idea, right? Define your game, define your game, define your game, so that you can get to the very basics of the game. The hockey doesn't necessarily get better as you go, right? The fatigue sets in, pressure mounts. Simplicity is the key.
Now that you've been through it once, what's that day like leading into an 8:30 game? For your group, like some of the players were saying, it's easier to get ready for an early game because you have some
so that's
more on
a,
the east.
That was a new experience. I'm sure they've had it, but in the central, you're going to have to get used to that. I'm gathering as you get going. I would say that the only thing we could take from it is it didn't open up the game. You know, we've checked with the players. You know, we do a kind of a monitoring daily on where they think their body's at, their energy level, all those kind of things with some other things that we try to track. It felt good, like that there wasn't that fatigue feeling, or sometimes you get a real change in your schedule. The guys are just off. There wasn't a whole lot of reports of that.
Paul, of all the players you've had coming to campaign to play in a game, where does Matthew Perreault rank in terms of presenting his case to play?
It wasn't close, fellas. right? I mean, in terms of, I'm not saying whether how close he feels he's ready to play. That's really, really important. The Docs like where he's at. That's really important. I'm not putting two guys in my lineup that I'm concerned about coming in off injury on any single given night.